to gain 10 yards? How tough is it to get 10 yards?
It's really tough. I mean, we have explosive runs that are considered 12 yards or more. And when you get a 12-yard run in this league, that's a big deal. So 10 yards, it sounds easy, but it's going to be very tough, especially in that environment against that defense.
Do you think about it right now? Do you sit there and go, okay, 10 yards away from 8 consecutive 1,000-yard season?
No, I don't. I just go out there and play. Go out there and run hard. Go out there and trust my run reads, trust what I see, and just make sure I'm explosive, you know, when I see it.
Are there any type of emotions going into this game, knowing what this offseason could mean?
Not. The only emotion that I'm thinking about is going undefeated, and secondly, my first possible winning season. So those are the only two things that I'm thinking about, and those are team things. So that's what's most important.
Obviously, your contract and future will be dealt with after this season. But have you allowed it to creep into your thoughts at all during the season, once every 5 days or anything like that?
I don't even know what I'm eating once every 5 days, my man. So, no, I have not. I have not. The only way a contract was going to be rewarded to me, regardless what we decide to go on in the future, is by me playing good and playing at a high level. So that was my main focus, is just to remain healthy, remain to show that I'm still able to play at a high level and still able to do all the things that a running back needs to do, on this team.
Obviously, tough go for the past several years, but with where the direction that this team apparently is going toward, how much would you like to see it through and see this team through?
Well, we've been 8-8 two times, so I've come to understand in this league that it's truly year to year. What Coach Fisher has brought to this organization, the credibility that going on in the future, I definitely see a very bright future for this organization. And why wouldn't I want to be a part of that?
Steven, this season you guys have made a lot of progress, but you look back at some of the missed opportunities, maybe like Detroit, Miami, the tie against San Francisco, and say, man, if we close some of those games out, we might be in the playoffs right now.
Well, when you look at it, we're two different teams now. You know, beginning of the year, we couldn't win on the road. We were a very young team. We didn't know how to close games out. I think, starting from the first San Francisco game going to where we are now, we've learned how to close out some tough games. We've learned how to win on the road. So those things that we couldn't do in the beginning of the season, we're doing now, and it shows you the progress that we've made.
What is the environment like in Seattle game day?
It's very hostile. It's almost like a college atmosphere. It's a fun atmosphere to play in. And playing there the last game of the season, we did this before. It's a lot of fun, and it makes you want to go out there and quiet the noise. Wants you to go up there and try to slow them down, because they're an explosive team, and they're especially right now.
Steve, another one of those weeks where you face another running back on the other side that you get to measure yourself with?
Have a ton of respect for Marshawn, the way he plays the game, the way he runs hard. We always want to go out and win the running battle, and we have a very tough one because they do a good job.
Steven, you have such great respect for your place in NFL history and running backs that have come before you. When the season's over, do you anticipate being able to sit back and reflect on everything you've accomplished so far?
I will. I will allow myself that time to sit back and reflect, think about things I've accomplished in my career, what I've done this season, and, think about how much longer I want to play the game as well. It's going to be a small window of opportunity, and I want to make sure that I take full advantage of it.
Is that a tough reality to come to and think about how much longer you can play the game?
Not for me. I've always thought about it from day one. I've always thought about what's my exit strategy is going to be. Me, if I had to write my story, I'd rather go out like Barry Sanders. I wanted people to want more than to leave too late.